carries for 9 yards. Romaldo has 3 carries, but one of those was a 9-yard touchdown run with 7 seconds to go there in the first half. As we mentioned, Romaldo 9 of 15 for 98 yards. His favorite receiver has been Switzer, 3 receptions for 42 yards. McCown, 2 receptions for 9 yards. Filippo, 1 reception for 4 yards. Hack had 2 catches for 34 yards before he exited the game with a right leg injury. And Trevillison has 1 reception for 9 yards. On the other side, Overstreet has been the main running back in the backfield tonight for the Rams. 4 carries for 65 yards and that long 47-yard touchdown run there in the middle of the second quarter. Hagan Hood, 1 carry for 5 yards. Austin Haven, 2 carries for 2 yards. And Keelan Carney, 1 carry for 12 yards. Austin Haven, 6 of 11 with 1 interception, 90 yards, and 1 touchdown. Carney, 3 receptions for 63 yards and the first touchdown for the Rams. And Austin, 3 catches for 27 yards. And that's where we are here at halftime. The Rams hanging on to a 13-7 lead, number one ranked Rams over the Norman North Timberwolves.
All right, scores from around the state at this hour. And Jinx, it's kind of a surprise. Broken Arrow leading 24-14 over the Jinx Trojans. They were up a little, their margin was a little further earlier in the ball game, but Jinx trying to keep it competitive there at Allen Trimble Stadium tonight. Enid did decide to show up for a game tonight. They are at UConn, and they Plainsman trail the UConn Millers 28-10. Moore and Edmond North tied at 7. Norman's Tigers and Edmond Memorial, both winless ball clubs, tied at 7 tonight at Edmond Memorial tonight. Edmond Santa Fe is at Westmore, and last night Southmore beat Mustang, or Mustang beat Southmore 50-36. Mustang rises to 2-2 on the season. Mustang falling to 1-3. You know, we talk about Mustang. You and I were talking about this off the air. You know, that's a school we've got to travel to this year. That's another game, even though they didn't really light it up against Norman North, that's one we always have to circle, you know.
Well, and especially when you're ranked number one, everybody wants to take their best shot at you. The Rams, the defending state champions and undefeated this season. And these guys got to know, Owosso's got to know, when they come in, they're going to get the other team's best shot. And that's evident here tonight as Norman North, we talked about early on how Owosso needed to come out, punch them in the mouth, score early. It looked like they were going to do that. You know, four kickoffs backed the Timberwolves up to their own 25-yard line, and the Rams were able to get that 30-yard touchdown. But then the fumble on the pass play and just the ineffectiveness or the consistency of effectiveness overall for this Ram offense has not allowed them to stay on the field. The defense got to be getting tired. They were on the field for 17 minutes over that in that first half. So Coach Blankenship, he'll take his ball club in and make some adjustments. Let's see what the Rams can do, although they will be kicking off to begin the second half.
All right, we will take a quick one-minute break, and when we come back, we will have that third quarter of play. Get our halftime score, Owosso 13, Norman North 7. This is the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show as you're listening to Owosso Rams Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hello, Owosso. This is Matt Jay, managing shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams.
What happens when a healthcare system truly listens? Healing happens. Hope happens. Good health happens. At Ascension, we know. Because we listen to you to better understand you. Then, our network of doctors, nurses, and care teams at St. John deliver a personalized healthcare experience that's right for you and your family. Find the care you need at stjohnhealthsystem.com.
Owosso will kick from left to right on the radio dial. If you're just joining us, 13-7 our score heading into the third quarter. This is the conclusion of the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show. I'm Grant Merrill. along with Steve Mowry and Rob Williams. Kelly Ward roaming the sidelines tonight. And Norman North getting ready to receive as Hagan Hood tees it up to kick it away for these Owosso Rams. Fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Hood raises his hand, starts his run, kicks it end over end back to the 18-yard line where it's picked up, hauled back to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45, to the 48, and finally the ball carrier brought down by Gage Laney and company near the 48-yard line, and that's where Norman North will have it first and 10, Steve.
Yeah, that was the other running back, Chapman McCowan. And he was able to find an open area and get through. The Rams able to chase him down, but not before he gets to the 49-yard line. Great starting field position off of the momentum that Norman North took in at halftime.
I was about to say they're likely feeling a little bit of that momentum coming out of the halftime locker room, having just scored, and they're holding the reigning state champion, the undefeated state champion, to a six-point ball game right now.
Well, the defense has got to start flying around the football and making some plays.
Romaldo with twins to the left, one man to his right, one man behind him. That's Tevelison. And now
ball's
the
on the ball's ground.
On the ground. Who's going to pounce on
it? Rams.
Rams have it.
Oh, no.
Or
Romaldo able to come back up with it. That was huge.
Second down and 12 will be the ball field position, as we both thought that the Rams had gotten it.
Yeah. By the way, that sounded like the Rams have not been playing good defense. They've really been doing a good job trying to maintain this Norman North offense, who have been very balanced throughout the first half.
Second and 12 from the 47-yard line. Stacked receivers to the left, and Romaldo with Tevelison next to him in the shotgun. Off the right hash mark. He'll take the snap here, dropping back to throw. Looking. He'll scramble right. Now he'll throw it, and it's out of bounds, caught by an Owosso Ram on the sideline. 11:05 left to play, third quarter action. Now we've got a holding call as the flags flew.
I believe that puts us up to 15 penalties called on the night.
How many did we have at Putnam City North that night? Wasn't it like 31?
Oh, I thought we were in the 24-25 mark. That made a long ride home.
That was the night that I said, if I had a dollar for every penalty that we've had tonight, and you piped in, you'd have $25.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
That escapes me, but okay.
It doesn't escape me. You were razzing me about that for 2 weeks. Twins to each side. Heart medicine makes you forget that.
Uh-huh.
And now a high snap. Romaldo gets it, rolls to the left, looking. Now he'll scramble
to the
right. He's still in trouble, still looking to throw. He'll sling it up the right side of the field, and it's thrown out of bounds. And that'll bring up fourth down and 12 from the 47-yard line.
That's the defensive stand we need, and now we need to respond with a good punt return for good field position, and Gage Laney goes back.
He'll set up shop at about the 20-yard line. Well, now he'll walk back to about the 15, and that's where he'll finally land. The old ball hawk looking to make a good return here on fourth and 12. Kicking it away is Switzer. And we're ready to watch the kick here. Nice one. It's going to go back to the 15, caught by Laney. He's in trouble as he's almost dragged down. He'll evade one defender, evade two defenders. The third one finally gets him at the 16-yard line, and that is where Owosso will have it first and 10. Making the stop there for Norman North was Dylan Power, 5'11", 183-pounder. 10:41 left to go here. Third quarter action. Owosso with another touch of the football here. Twins to the right. That's Carney and Goins. Twins to the other side as well. Havens ready to take the snap here. Dropping back to throw. He'll sling it left side, connecting with an open receiver
there
at the 20. Down to the 23-yard line he goes, and on the run is Dre Austin for the Owosso Rams.
Yeah, we got to get Haven settled in, and that's the bread and butter pass play. Three receivers, to the left or right side and just have one of the receivers back up, get him the football, and have him run after the catch.
Second and three after a 7-yard gain. Havens looking to the sideline for a second set of instructions here. Now he'll switch places with Hagan Hood off the left hash mark. Command in motion to the left. That's Carney. He'll take the handoff from Havens. They'll drag him down behind the line there as he got out behind the line of scrimmage at the 19-yard line, and they were able to whip up there and get him down on the ground. And that'll knock the Rams back about 4 yards to third down and 6 here from the 19-yard line. 10:02 left to play here. Third quarter action. 13-7. Wausau leading it by a touchdown. Trips to the right. One man to the left. And now the direct snap to Trey Goins. He'll evade one tackler. Now he'll get down to the 25. Still on his feet. Hard to bring down. They'll get him at the 28-yard line. It's well past the first down marker. So that third down conversion brings up another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down with 9:51 left to go in the third quarter.
Now, Grant, don't be surprised at some point. We've seen Trey run the football out of that Wildcat formation all year. But he can throw the football as well, and that may be the play we're looking for to bust open this Timberwolf defense.
First and 10 from the 28. Havens faking a handoff, rolling out to the left.
Yeah, I don't like rolling him out to the left because he doesn't have the speed or the agility.
They got him at the 26-yard line. Sorry, Steve.
Well, especially if the defender is going to come off free from the left end. I don't know if there was a missed assignment there or if he was just reading the defensive end, but that's not a good play.
Second down and 13 now. Twins to the right. One man split to the left. Ready to take the snap. Havens, as he'll drop back, looking to throw now. He'll sling it up the right side of the field. Nobody there to get it.
And again, another defender coming off free, this time on the left edge. And Havens just doesn't have any time back there as Norman North is mixing up their blitzes. And we're not picking everyone up.
That'll bring up third down and 13. Ball still on the 25-yard line. Trips to the right now. Goins, Carney, and Thomas. One man split to the left. That's Austin. Back to throw. Havens. He'll sling it left side. And it goes off the fingertips of Hagan Hood. And that'll bring up fourth down and 13. So Wausau will be forced to kick it away here.
Well, Grant, you mentioned that series in the first half that was ugly, and that series there rivaled what we saw earlier.
Well, we aren't on the 3-yard line, so there is that. But yes, I would agree with you. 8:53 left to go, another three and out for the Owosso Rams. That's something we have been fortunate to not have to say often this year. Wobbly kick is going to roll back to about the 41-yard line. They'll mark it off at the 38. And now it'll be a first down for the Norman North Timberwolves, 12 yards into their own territory. And we'll see what they can do here. 13-7 our score. You'll remember an extra point attempt went off the left upright, so let's hope that doesn't come back to haunt the Rams here in the second half. 8:42 to play. Norman North proving themselves as a team to watch out of the West, regardless of the outcome tonight.
Absolutely.
One man to each side of the line here. Man in motion to the left now. Quick toss from Romaldo into the hands of the ball carrier, and he's going to be dragged down way back at the 27-yard line.
Two flags on the play as well, but Coach Blankenship will have a decision to make here. That looked like holding on the Timberwolves, but a significant loss on the play anyway. He may take the down.
I'll give the Rams an A for effort. 8:33 left to go here. 13-7 our score.
They tossed that ball to Braden Dorney, and it looked like he wanted to try to turn and pass downfield.
Well, they swarmed him pretty good, so his plans look to have been averted there. Second down and 17 from the 31-yard line. Twins to the left, one man split to the right for Romaldo.
Yeah, he declined that penalty.
whistle blows, and they'll wind the clock into motion. Romaldo off the left hash mark, and another flag fly.
Offside against Owosso.
Oh, heavens.
That will not make Coach Blankenship happy.
Well, now all that they were knocked back with the penalties has almost been erased.
By the way, while we got a moment, Grant, we need to let our listeners know that we're having some trouble with our streaming up here in the booth.
Okay.
The Wi-Fi signal, I was told earlier, is not very strong here in Norman. And so I know Brock Crawford is working feverishly to try to get us reconnected.
Second down and 12. Handoff. First man through.
Yeah. Brendan Dye says, no, you're not coming my way.
Got to the 35-yard line.
Ahmad Triplett says the same thing.
So you're telling me that a block away at the National Severe Storms Laboratory, they can track a tornado in Timbuktu, but
right.
We can't connect to the internet here.
That is what I'm saying.
In the booth at Norman North. Uh-huh. Okay. Just to put it in perspective.
Yep.
Third down and 12 here from the 36-yard line. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Romaldo with a man on each side of him ready to take the snap. He does so. Hands off. No, he doesn't hand off. He drops back to throw. He faked the handoff, and there was great coverage on his intended receiver.
Good
there.
Good pressure in his face. That was Kalen Hearn. He was intended receiver, but he wasn't able to get the ball to him.
That'll be a three and out here for the Norman North Tigers, or for the Norman North Timberwolves. Fourth down and 12.
Well, we're just exchanging punches here, Grant. And again, Rams need to respond with an offensive drive.
Here we go. They're going to kick it away.
And they blocked it.
They blocked it. Oh, my goodness. Dre Austin picks it up and takes it back. Oh, man. Touchdown to Owosso. Oh, my.
That's what we were looking for.
19-7 our score. 7:24 left to go in this third quarter. Owosso takes advantage of the Norman mistake. They end up blocking the punt there. They end up picking it up, taking it into the end zone, and making it a 19-7 contest. How about that, Mr. Mowry?
That's exactly what we dialed up. Drew that up on the board there at halftime. So, well, we had said in the first half, Grant, that the Rams had seen something all night because they were really loading up on that left side, and that high snap caused Switzer to have to take an extra step. And the Rams were right on top of it.
So they'll try for a two-point conversion here. Direct snap. Trey Goins running forward. Swarmed. And they'll keep him out of the end zone. The drive for two fails. And it'll be a 19-7 ball game. 7:24 left to go in the third quarter. Owosso up by 12. We will take a quick timeout and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive Home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the final phase of Sheridan Cross and the almost sold out Boulder Point.
Welcome to be back. 7:24 left to play here. 19-7 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you as Owosso scoops and scores after a blocked punt. And just like that, the two-point drive, the extra 2 points will fail, but regardless, we have a 12-point lead. Now, we do understand that we're having some technical difficulties with the web stream. I know many of you watching on YouTube unable to see it. You might try to stream at owossoathletics.org. We have had some reports of success with that. But You can also keep your radio on 100.1 KYFM, and you can always listen on your phone to the Bartlesville radio app or the TuneIn app. We've got about 19 different ways.
We're going to get you the action.
If we have to send a telegram back to somebody in Owosso, we will.
Good news is the Rams are up now 19-7, a little bit of breathing room, and Hagan Hood's going to kick it off.
His kickoff, end over end, and it will be fielded at about the 25-yard line. He'll get out to the 30, to the 31, and that is where the returner for the Timberwolves will be brought down.
Unfortunately, after that, the Ram defense has to come right back out onto the field, but they may be a little more hyped now after that blocked punt.
I believe that was Matt Odenthal on the run there. Rob was brought confirming you can get it on owassoathletics.org. Okay, so if you're watching on YouTube, YouTube is our problem child tonight, but you can go to owassoathletics.org and click on streaming, and it should work there. There's some different platforms there. Handoff, first man through, gets up to about the 35-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and 7 for the Norman North Timberwolves. And we've got a
player down slow to get up. That's Christian Ray, right defensive end. Don't know if he's – I think he's just got a cramp. It hurts, but it's not going to keep him out of this game.
They're going to come out and check him out just to make sure. 7:08 left to play here. Don't forget tomorrow night here on KYFM, Oklahoma Sooner football from Iowa State. They are in Ames tomorrow, as that'll be on KYFM here on these airwaves at 6:30 tomorrow night. Oklahoma State taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. That one over on K1 1400 or 93.3 FM. So we'll see what happens in the Big 12 tomorrow. 7:08 left to play here while they tend to Christian Ray. They're going to help him up. He's getting up.
He's able to run off the field.
He's scampering off the field on his own power. So
he's been key at that right defensive end spot. A 5'11", 295-pound defensive lineman, and he can move.
So they are now disbanding the Owosso huddle here, and defense coming out onto the field. Jackson Romaldo ready to take it off the left hash mark. 7:08 left to play here. 19-7 our score. They'll wind the clock into motion. Twins out to the right side. Romaldo ready to take the snap. He'll fake a handoff. Up that left side, he'll get to the 36-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 on the play.
He thought he saw some room to be able to cut inside, but Caleb Needus was right there to make the play. That's a good job by the defensive lineman.
That'll bring up 3rd down and 5 now. 6:43 in the clock rolling. Owosso with a 19-7 lead. 3rd and 5 from the 36. And the Norman North Timberwolves trying to get out of their own backfield here. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Romaldo with Trevellison right there next to him on that left hash mark. He'll take the snap right here. Dropping back to throw. He'll sling it left side, connecting with an open receiver at the 45-yard line, down to the 46. Go the Timberwolves, and making the catch there was Luke Switzer.
Yeah, we got an injured Owosso Ram on the play.
So we'll see what the situation is there. The Timberwolves.
That's going to be Ontario Wilson.
Whoa, we've seen a lot of him.
5'9", 255-pound senior.
Yep, he is not only a good player defensively, but we've seen a lot of him this year. He's a starter on the depth chart. 6:11 left to go here, 19-7 our score. While they tend to him, we'll take a 30-second timeout and be back after this. You're listening to Ram Football on KYFM. Or we'll keep it right here. So as we come to the top of the hour, we'll remind you that this is KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. They are still tending to Ontario Wilson. and making sure that his injuries are tended to here. 6:11 left to play. 19-7. That touchdown has to make you feel a little better, Steve, that we're able to broaden that lead. Not a whole lot of people expecting that halftime score.
Well, knowing we knew this was going to be a challenge coming in tonight because Norman North came in with a lot of momentum, and we weren't really able to make a statement early in the ball game and really impose our will upon them, and we let them hang around, and they just got more confident as the game went on, had that score at the end of the first half before they went in at halftime. And the Rams fortunate to get that block punt and scoop it up and run it in for the touchdown.
Okay, we will take a quick break and be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football.
First Bank of Owosso is a community bank with a big vision. A vision to see their clients prosper so they can make a positive difference in the world. Many on their team are Owosso High School alumni and are ready to serve you and your banking needs. As Owosso's hometown bank, they are in Owosso, for Owosso, and have been proudly supporting the Rams since 1962. Visit First Bank of Owosso online at firstbank.net. Member FDIC.
Our score is 19-7 as Ontario Wilson is being helped off the field. He's up on his own power, so that is good. But he had a lot of people out there checking on him and be able to get back to play here. 6:11 left to go. Had a lot of injuries tonight, or at least analyzing some injuries tonight.
Ontario just taking his time to get off the field, but it is good news to see him be able to walk off under his own power.
Twins to the right, one man to the left. Romaldo, the quarterback, ready to take it off the left hash mark. He does so. Hands off. First man through. Gets up to the 50-yard line, down to the 47.
Brendan Dye in on the tackle along with Dwaylen Reed.
And that'll bring up second down and 5. So at the 48, second down and 5. Want to say hello to Shannon over at Stone Canyon Living. She and her family are watching tonight. Twins out to the left, one man to the right. Dropping back to throw is Romaldo, he's in trouble. Scrambling to the left, he'll roll around a defender from the left hash mark. He launches into motion after breaking another tackle. Now he'll sling it up the field. It's almost picked off by an Owosso Ram, but they couldn't quite get their hands on it, and that'll just end up falling as an incomplete pass. But good work there by Jacob Clifton in trying to at least break that up and almost making an interception there.
Man, Romaldo is just able to break the pocket, and he's so elusive. It looked like the Rams were in position two or three times to make a play, and he's able to slip out of everything.
5:19 left to go here. Twins over to the left side, one man to the right. Romaldo ready to take the snap. Off the right side this time. Handoff. First man through. Breaks down to the 40, down to the 39. First down for the Timberwolves.
Well, one thing about Norman North is they are not breaking away from their game plan of pounding Tillison up the middle and then allowing Romaldo to find open receivers. But again, this defense has been on the field a long time tonight.
First and 10, Timberwolves at the Owosso 38. Trevillison right there next to the quarterback, Jackson Romaldo. Off that right side, they've got one man split to the left. He'll take the snap here. High snap is going to be a fake handoff here. Romaldo still running, still scrambling, trying to get past a defender. And now he goes down. near the 47-yard line.
Five Rams are finally get around him and don't allow him any place to go. But for a moment, it looks like he was going to slip out again. I thought he had an opportunity to throw the football away, but he had his eyes down as Rams were all over him.
When he's scrambling, he kind of looks like Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, just rolling past a man, getting around a guy, jumping. I mean, 4:13 left to go in the third quarter here. 19-7 our score. Twins to the left, Twins to the right now. Off the right hash mark. Here's Romaldo for the Timberwolves. Now he'll drop back to throw. Throwing, he'll connect with an open receiver at the 43. And that'll bring up third down and about 13. Brody Doris in on the stop, as well as Jacob Clifton for the Owosso Rams, Steve.
Opportunity here to get your defense off the field. Big third down. Got to keep two safeties deep.
Norman North would love to convert here.
And it may be four down territory at this stage of the game.
Romaldo dropping back. Three-step drop as he looks to sling it up the field. Can he connect? No.
Oh, I thought Gage Laney had another one tonight.
He had it in his hands and he dropped it.
Just missed it there. That was going to be a tough catch, but we've seen Gage do that all season.
That'll be
nice job of the safety staying deep, though, because Romaldo had a lot of time and aired that out.
That'll bring a fourth down and 13 here.
Yeah, I'll see if they quick kick or if they're going to try to run an offensive play.
Well, they quick kicked it, and it was one of the best kicks of the ball game by the quarterback, Romaldo. He can do just about anything. 3 minutes and 1 second left to go in this third quarter. Romaldo with Trevellison next to him. Out of the shotgun, he'll drop back to throw. Looking. Now he'll sling it left side. And it's in.
Almost picked up. Had it in his hands. Braxton Bickham. And he probably, Romaldo would have had a foot race, but Bickham had the momentum. But a great defensive play. Romaldo had his man out here on the near side. I believe his intended receiver was Elijah Park, but Bickham had it read all the way that time. Great defensive play for the Rams, and now they'll take over on that four down stop at their own 41-yard line.
Three and out for the Timberwolves of Norman North, and here are the Rams. Austin Havens with a single back behind him and a man in motion to the left here. As now, fumble on the play, and he'll pounce on it. Austin Havens was able to quickly recover. But he'll lose a yard on that. 2:40 left to play here in the third quarter. That'll bring up second down and 11. Clock rolling. Twins out to the right for Havens. Empty field to the left, and now a handoff. First man through, up to the 45. He'll get to the 47-yard line. Hagan Hood on the run there for the Rams, and that'll be about a 7-yard gain.
I believe that may just be Hagan's second carry on the night.
Third down and 5.
He's got 11 yards on the ground for Owosso. The Rams now with 184 total yards to 165 for Norman North.
From the 46, we've got under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Twins to the right, and now a handoff. Hood back up the middle. Gets down to the 49 and gets his first down. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Now they'll move up the chains.
Yeah, he got hit about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Hagan just kept his legs churning and powered his way to a first down for Owosso. That's big at this stage of the game. Offensive line beginning to take over up front, which we're used to seeing here at about the end of the third quarter.
Twins to the right, single back behind the quarterback, handoff, first man through. Gets down to about the 45-yard line. And that was Emory Neely on the run to bring up second down and 6 for the Owosso Rams. Steve, we've got a minute 15 left to go in the third quarter. Owosso leading it 19-7 over Norman North, if you're just joining us. Got Twins to the right side of the line, and now taking the snap is Havens. Handoff up the middle, go the Rams down to the 40-yard line. Neely on the carry once again, and that'll bring up third down.
We've got an injured Norman North player. That's one of their big defensive linemen.
Bring up third down and two, and they're going to come out to tend to him. So while they do, we'll take a 30-second timeout. I'll be back right after this. You've got the Rams on KYFM.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Back here in Norman, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward along with you. Rob Williams keeping an eye on the numbers tonight. We've got 41 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and Owosso leads at 19-7 over Norman North. As Steve, still injuries plaguing this ballgame. We've had several times where they've had to come out and check on somebody tonight, and this is no exception.
Yeah, they're looking at a lower right leg injury here. Again, you mentioned earlier, Grant, these numbers are black on dark green jerseys. They're just so hard to read. I don't want to speculate.
Well, I got a text earlier that said, hey, you know, you aren't saying the names of the Norman North guys as much. And I said, well, I can't see them half the time.
That's true.
We're trying. We're trying our best. But
again, that looks to be Joshua Coranda.
Yeah.
6'2", 298-pound junior, if I read the number correctly.
Well, Stevie Wonder can see those numbers as well as we can tonight. So, 41 seconds left to go in this third quarter. 19-7 our score if you're just joining us. Know many of you are listening and had some problems there with the YouTube stream tonight. We are streaming live to video at owossoathletics.org, and you can click on the streaming tab on that website, and they'll get you fixed up with another video feed there. And you can always listen here on 100.1 KYFM as a backup. All right, here we go. Quick dive for the Owosso Rams. Austin Havens on the carry. He should get enough for a first down. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as they move up those chains to the 38-yard line, I should say. And that is where our Rams will have it first and 10. 25 seconds and the clock rolling. Time for one more play here in this third quarter. Rams leading it 19-7. Havens out of the gun. Twins to the right, one man to the left. He'll take the snap, quick handoff.
Reverse.
Reverse play back to the left side. Go the Rams down to the 25, down to the 24.
Ronnie Thomas.
Ronnie Thomas on the run there. And they'll move up those chains for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. 4 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Not only was that successful, that will slow some of the charge of this Norman North defense as we come to the end of the third quarter.
So as the clock's hit triple zeros, 19-7 is our score. Owosso leading it by 12. We'll take a one-minute break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To 7 our score. It's fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock for the fourth quarter of play here at Harv Collins Field in downtown Norman. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. And with another Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats update for three quarters of play, here's Steve.
Rams have 18 carries for 123 yards, 7 of 15 through the air for 98 yards. Norman North on the other side. The Ram defense has held them to under 100 yards rushing, 27 carries for 73 yards. Romaldo now 11 of 23 for 115 yards. Total yardage in the game, 221 yards for Owosso, 188 for the Timberwolves. The Rams' time of possession now 11 minutes and 19 seconds. Norman North has held the football for almost 25 minutes in this ball game.
First and 10 Rams from the 22-yard line. Taking the snap, Austin Havens with a man in motion to the right. Keelan Carney taking the handoff to the 20. Flags flying at the 15. He gets his feet knocked out from under him at the 5.
That may be hands to the face on Norman North. There was a great block on the right edge. Of course, it could be holding. Oh, my.
Yep.
I saw a Norman North player go up to the face mask of Owosso on the right side, but apparently that wasn't a penalty.
That's going to bring the Rams back to the 30-yard line. Great run there by Keelan
Carney. It was a
Carney.
Great play call as well, and it was well blocked, maybe too well.
11:52 left to play here. Fourth quarter action in this ballgame, 19-7. Our score, Rams leading it by 12 if you're just joining us. Norman North's a good football team, folks. They will do some things this season. Carney in motion to the right once again. Havens drops back
to
throw, aims for a man in the end zone. Is it caught?
Yes.
Yes. Touchdown Owosso, and it is now 25-7.
Ronnie Thomas with the reception on a beautiful throw from Austin Havens. Right on the money.
11:46 left to go in this one. Thomas hauling it into the end zone. And now Owosso will try to set up for the extra points here. Hagan Hood stepping up. There was one that he missed earlier as it hit the left upright. He'll try to redeem himself here on this trip. Extra kick coming. Extra point attempt coming. Here's the kick. It's up on its way and good. And with that, it's a 26-7 ball game. 11:46 left to go in this one. We'll take a timeout to be back right after this 30-second break. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. Pastor McCarty and his crew ready to accept you into their congregation this Sunday. Visit them online at owossofirst.com. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back right after this on KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Kicking off from right to left after another touchdown. The Owosso Rams leading at 26-7 over Norman North with 11:46 left to go in the ballgame. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you here on KYFM. Kelly Ward on the sidelines. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. And after the kickoff, we'll have another Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats update. Here's the kick from the 40-yard line, end over end. It is going to be fielded at the 5. Here come the Timberwolves on the return. They'll get out to the 20, back up to the 25-yard line, and that's where they'll have it first and 10 with 11:39 left to go in this contest.
Trey Goins with a great tackle that time on the kickoff return. Rams on that scoring drive ran 8 plays, covered 59 yards, and took 3:09 off the clock, and it finished with a Austin Havens 30-yard touchdown pass to Ronnie Thomas. Hagan Hood with the kick. Now the Rams lead 26-7 with 11:39 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Rams leading it, as we mentioned, 19-point lead. And Romaldo, the quarterback, taking it here. He'll hand off. First man through, Trevellison. He'll get up to the 35, up to the 40, down to the 44-yard line, and that's an instant first down for the Norman North Timberwolves.
They are committed to the ground game, and he is a fine runner. Gage Laney comes up and makes the tackle. Also comes up a bit gimpy off of that.
Hello to all of our friends. First Bank of Owosso, a proud sponsor of the Owosso Rams. If you haven't seen their latest commercial on Twitter, go see the Dancing Rambo. 11:13 left to play. Flags flying as they
got the snap. Against Norman North.
Yeah, they got the snap. It hit the ground, and everything went wrong. Yes, Rambo did not get Steve to dance in their commercial. You did pump a fist, but, yeah. I mean, he is full out dancing in the commercial that dropped today. So,
you know, they're going to say that's against Owosso.
Oh, my. So that'll bring up first down and 5, I guess,
yeah,
for the Norman North Timberwolves. But to be fair, we'll talk about that in a minute. First down and 5 here from the 49. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Romaldo with the handoff, first man through, bulldozing his way to the 49. And all that effort will result in a 2-yard gain. Ahmad Triplett on the stop there for Owosso as Trevellison continues to move forward. Second down and 3 now for the Timberwolves. Romaldo ready to run here. They'll make some adjustments. Now the snap, handoff.
Great play by Ahmad Triplett to fill the hole and make a tackle. That's going to put them in a third down situation.
Trevellison 2 yards shy of a first down here, and they'll have it 3rd and 2 from the 48-yard line.
Ahmad Triplett just read that beautifully, was able to scrape across, fill the hole, and make the tackle short of the first down marker.
9:57 left to go here as the clock rolls. Twins out to the right, twins to the left as well. Romaldo ready to take the snap. Man in motion to the right now. Handoff, first man through, Trevellison getting his first down, and he'll get down to the 42-yard line. So they'll move up those chains once again. From the 42-yard line, here come the Norman North Timberwolves.
Boy, they don't show much of much urgency trying to get points on the board. Take a lot of time off the clock. Thank you.
No, they don't. Now a quick handoff to Trevellison once again.
Oh, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage, met rudely.
He met a wall of Owosso defenders.
That is Tyler Rich, 6'1", 285-pound sophomore. As I don't believe we've seen Christian Ray back into the game.
Not yet. Second down and 10 from that 42-yard line. He had no gain there.
Now let's see if they open it up.
Quick snap here coming to Romaldo, man in motion to the right. He'll throw this time, slinging it left side.
Good defense.
His receiver at the 39-yard line, Switzer, the ball carrier, a completed pass to him will bring up third down and about seven.
Brandon Ramsey with the tackle over there gave him a little cushion, but as soon as the ball was in the air, Ramsey came up and made the play.
8:08 and the clock rolling here in this fourth quarter, 26-7 our score. Twins to the right, one man to the left, Romaldo with Gabe Trevellison next to him on the left hash mark. He'll take the snap here, handoff, first man
again,
through.
Again, Dwaylen Reed in the backfield.
Dwaylen Reed just stopping him, and that'll bring up fourth down and six.
Romaldo talking to his tight end who had lined up back in the backfield, and I think he missed that block on Reed, and Dwaylen was there to make sure there was no gain on the play. Here's fourth down and long for the Timberwolves. Got to get pressure on Romaldo, an obvious passing situation here. And again, Timberwolves letting a lot of time roll off the clock. They're under 10.
Here we go, Romaldo with Trevellison next to him. He'll take the snap, man in motion to the right now. Romaldo back to throw. He'll sling it up the field. It's caught, and two defenders bringing down the ball carrier at the 16-yard line. I believe that was Switzer on the carry.
It was, but Cody Chase there was able to deliver a hit, and unfortunately Switzer's not up off the turf yet.
First down and 10 now from the 18-yard line. 7:01 left to play here. Owosso leading it 26-7 if you're just joining us. And they're going to take a look at Luke Switzer as he is still on the ground here. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You've got the Rams on 100.1.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
We welcome you back. 7:01 left to play here. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you, and Luke Switzer, the talented Norman North Timberwolf, still on the ground having an injury nursed. Steve, what's it looking like over there?
Well, I'm hoping he just got the wind knocked out of him as they're able to pick him up off the turf, and he's going to be able to walk off the field. He ran down about 10, 15 yards and cut inside, and as the ball was in the air, both Switzer and I believe it was Gage Laney, both kind of going for the football, collided, and I think Switzer obviously got the worst end of that deal. So
first and 10 from the 17, 7:01 left to play here. Let's see what the Timberwolves can do.
Again, we've said it all night long. Romaldo, with time in the pocket, has just been so dangerously accurate with his passes.
Twins to each side of the line here. Romaldo ready to take the snap. Handoff, first man through up the left side. Flags flying as he gets down to the 15.
That may be a face mask on Brendan Dye. That was McCown on the carry that time. But I think he reached out and may have inadvertently grabbed a face mask. Let's see what the call is.
26-7 our score. If you're just joining, it's 6:42 left to play here.
Yeah, face mask face, against the Rams.
Yeah, they're going to call this one on Owosso, and that'll move them from the 17 up even further.
Maybe a first down, or they're going to be
It's going to be
first and goal.
First and goal, yeah. For the Timberwolves, and that'll move into the 8-yard line with 6:42 left to play. Here we go. Timberwolves ready to take it here as they're knocking on the door. Romaldo with a receiver to each side of the line. He's got two men next to him, one behind him. Oh, well, not first and goal, first in inches, Steve. Maybe millimeters, I don't know. Romaldo ready to take the snap here. He'll do so. Handoff. First man threw up the right side. Flags flying as he's brought down at the 4-yard line.
That was holding against Norman North. It's pretty automatic when you get inside the 25-yard line to have a holding call. That is 19 penalties in this game tonight. 10 penalties against Owosso for 83 yards. 9 penalties against Norman North for 60 yards.
Holding on the offense for Norman North here. That'll knock him back to about the
9. It'll be first and about 9, you think?
Yeah, first and 9 from the 16. 6:27, clock rolling here.
They've taken a lot of time off the clock on this drive.
2 ends out to the right, 1 man to the left. Romaldo passing this time. He'll connect with an open receiver. The ball dropped.
Braxton Bickham again in coverage.
Kalen Hearn was the intended receiver, and Braxton Bickham hit him like a Mack truck.
Brings up second and 9 for the 16.
Here we go. Romaldo on second and 9, ready to take it here with twins to the right. 1 man to the left. Everybody sweeps to the right as a handoff. First man through to the 5. He'll get down to the end zone. Touchdown, Norman North. They answer and get into the double digits. 26-13 our score now. 5:58 left to play here. They'll try to kick the extra point. Here comes the PAT. The hold, the kick, it is up on the way. Good, and it is 26-14. 5:58 left to go in this one. We will take a timeout and be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with PayMe Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with PayMe Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our score. It'd help if I turned up the right dial here. 26-14 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. 5:58 left to play in this one as the Norman North Timberwolves get on the board for the second time in this ball game.
An extended drive.
Well, now we got to turn you up. Sorry, Steve.
An extended drive that time.
We're going to figure this out, I swear. Sorry about that. All right, try now.
An extended drive that time by the Timberwolves. 11 plays covered 75 yards, but they were very methodical about it as it took 5 minutes and 45 seconds off the clock. That was the sophomore McCown in for the touchdown run from 16 yards out.
Here's the kick. It is down along the ground and scooped up. We'll see who got it.
Looks like North got the.
Oh, boy. Timberwolves recover a kick here. And Owosso cannot be happy about this.
No.
5:52 left to play here. And a kick recovered by the Norman North Timberwolves at the 44-yard line. That's where they'll have it first and 10. Goodness gracious.
And your defense has got to come back out on the field now. And I know they were looking for a rest after being on the field for so long in the first half and then that last drive, as we mentioned, 5 minutes and 45 seconds, and now they're back out there on the recovered onside kick by Norman North.
Here's Romaldo as he gets ready to take the snap from the right hash mark. Handoff, first man through, down to the 41. Gain of three on Gabe Trevellison's run. Ahmad Triplett in on the stop there for the Owosso Rams. Second down and seven now. Timberwolves looking to the sideline and Coach Justin Jones for a second set of instructions. Twins to the left, one man to the right. The quarterback, Romaldo, ready to do business here. Now another handoff. First man through gets down to the 34-yard line. Flags flying very late in that play there. So we'll see what the problem is. 5:09 left to go here. Norman North trailing 26-14 to our Owosso Rams, but really trying to make a contest of this.
One of the Norman North Timberwolves came up without his helmet that time. That's going to go against the Rams.
Well, that's not what you want to see with 5:09 left to play here.
You don't want to see that at all.
And I'm sure Bill Blankenship is fit to be tied.
I believe that puts us at an even 20 penalties in the game.
There have been a lot of them. See if we can match that trip to Putnam City North of 2018. First and 10, Timberwolves at the 38-yard line. Or 33-yard line, I'm sorry. 5 yards ahead of us. Trips to the left, one man to the right. Trevellison there next to the quarterback, Ronaldo. Jackson Romaldo will take the snap here. Does so, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the right side of the field. It's caught, touchdown, Norman North. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Give credit where credit is due. Romaldo with an incredible pass.
To Kalen Hearn.
To Kalen Hearn, and he caught it and hauled it into the end zone. And now we've got a 26-20 ball game, Steve. This is getting a little too close for comfort for the Owosso Rams. Bill Blankenship said it all week. Don't count Norman North out. They're a talented ball club. And they are showing it tonight. They are staying in this one on their home turf.
Yeah, they're going to go for two here.
They're going to go for two on this. Romaldo ready to go here. He'll take the snap momentarily. Now he'll clap his hands, take the snap, hand off. First man through is going to be down to the goal line. Does he get in?
Yep.
Yes. They got the two-point conversion. It is a 26-22 ball game, Steve. Owosso leading it by four. And this is as close as anybody's gotten to the Rams this year.
That's McCown again on the two-point conversion.
Maybe in 2 years. So McCown able to get into the end zone to make that two-point conversion fly. And with 4:49 left to play here, we will see what happens for these Owosso Rams. Final from Owosso tonight, Rejoice Christian beating Kansas 52-14. bring you up to date on some more of the scores from across the state as we move through the ball game.
Well, you better be ready to recover this onside kick or there's going to be big problems.
Norman North ready to kick it away here.
All the momentum right now on this Timberwolves sideline. Rams have got to recover this and grind out some first downs.
4:49 left to go here. They're going to try the onside kick. And Owosso has got to recover. One of the most crucial plays of this ball game right here. Norman North recovered that last onside kick. And they'll skip it across.
Yep. Who's didn't go 10 it? Yards. No, nope, that's out of bounds. Yards.
Yeah, flag flying, and that one's out of bounds. The onside kick does have to go 10 yards, and that one did not qualify. So.
Yeah, the Rams get the ball there. It's going to be at the Norman North 41-yard line.
Well, there is that. So Norman North will watch as Owosso needs to get it into the end zone.
They got to just grind out some first downs to begin with.
Twins to the right. Austin Havens in.
Overstreet at running back.
Overstreet there behind him this time. And now another flag.
Flag on the play. Procedure against Owosso.
At 22. 4:49 left to go here.
Going to have to take these flags to the dry cleaners tomorrow.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sure that Waterstone Cleaners, one of our fine sponsors here on the Rams broadcast, would love to help out with that cause. Havens with Overstreet behind him. Twins out to the right. Dropping back to throw. Austin Havens slings it up the field, aiming for a man, Ronnie Thomas.
Yeah, pass interference.
And it's pass interference on Norman North as they were on him like white on rice.
Well, the defender was on him, but he was behind him. Ronnie Thomas, if you can imagine a basketball scenario, had really positioned his body well. A great throw by Austin Havens. And the defender tried to reach over the shoulder of Thomas, could not see his right arm if he had it around his waist or anything. He was playing the football, but you can't go through the receiver to do that.
So they'll move up the chains. By default, that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. And Owosso will line up here at the 31-yard line. Havens with Dre Austin split to the right, Twins to the left. Overstreet next to him. Keelan Carney in motion to the right. He'll take the handoff.
Got room.
30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Still on his feet. Into the end zone.
Oh,
touchdown, Owosso.
He just crushed a defender at about the 8-yard line and would not be denied going to the end zone.
Oh, my.
He just crushed this Timberwolf defense.
32-22, our score now. 4:31. Left to go in this ball game. And Keelan Carney rolling out to the right side and marching on into the promised land. Hagen Hood will try the extra point right here. Here comes the kick. It is up on the way. Good. And just like that, it is a 33-22 contest. 4:31 left to go in this one. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They remind you that this Sunday at 10:30, Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation will be meeting. You can meet them in person or online at owossofirst.com. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You've got Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso Rams football fans. When bad things happen, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to your farmer's agent, me, Rod Morton, today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever life situations may come your way. Again, that's Rod Morton at 918-376-4970.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
here at Harb Collins Stadium in Norman. 4:31 left to play in this one. 33-22 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you. Kelly Ward on the sideline. Kickoff coming from the Owosso Rams and Hagen Hood. It's end over end. It is going to be way back and caught at the 2-yard line. Here's the return to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, up to the 35. And he is met from the back at the 36-yard line by an Owosso defender. How do you do?
That's Cody Chase that chased him down and just knocked him to the ground. So 4:22, still a lot of time. But what a great play by Keelan Carney. You know, he got around to the edge. Rams got it secured. He was able to get to the outside. There was a defender at about the 8-yard line, and Carney literally lit him up and ran over him to finish it off in the end zone. 41-yard run, took one play.
There's your Jay and Company CPA scoring drive. Trips to the right, one man to the left. Romaldo dropping back to throw. He'll sling it right side, connecting with an open receiver at the 48-yard line. That's Kalen Hearn on the carry, and another first down there for the Norman North Timberwolves as they try to march it up the field.
Good job by Hearn that time to get down in a soft spot between three defenders. Just settled in, and Romaldo, he's just been so tough for this Ram defense to get their hands on.
Trips to the left this time. One man behind the quarterback, Trevellison. Romaldo ready to take the snap. He does so. Handing off up to the 45 go the Timberwolves. They'll run out of bounds at the 43. That is a gain of about 4 on the play. We'll bring up 2nd and 6 now for the green and white.
We're seeing McCown do most of the running, but now here in this fourth quarter.
I was a little off on that. 2nd and 2 from the Timberwolves. 4:09 left to play here. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Out of the gun this time, Romaldo. Off that right hash mark, man in motion to the left, Trevellison. Taking that handoff, and he's going to be hit hard there at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, I think that's McCown again, the sophomore that they brought in. And Ahmad Triplett and Brendan Dye, they have been very – both of those guys got to be in double digits on tackles tonight.
That'll give them the first down, and now Norman North still marching up the field. 1st and 10 from the Owosso 38. Twins to the right, twins to the left. Romaldo ready to take the snap. Men in motion to the right this time. Romaldo will drop back to throw. Looking, he'll sling it up the field. It's caught at the 30-yard line. Braden Dorney, the receiver there, as that'll bring up 2nd down and about 2 for the Timberwolves. They are still trying to make a game of this.
Sure
still
are.
You know, they score a touchdown here. It's still a dangerous game.
You're
for
right.
Owosso. Trips to the left, one man to the right. Here come the Timberwolves. Jackson Romaldo rolling to the left this time. Looking. In trouble. Guns it down the right sideline. Nobody there to get it. That'll bring up 3rd down and 2.
Good pressure in his face that time. 3 Rams, including Ahmad Triplett, and also back into the game, Christian Ray.
Good to see him again.
Yes. So 3rd and about 2. You got to think with their MO, they're going to try to run for this 1st down. McCown's going to come over here to the right side. Trevellison is in the backfield.
Romaldo ready to take the snap with Trevellison behind him. Man in motion to the right this time. Trevellison takes the handoff, yeah. Gets down to the 25, gets his 1st down. He'll get to the 24 before he's stopped, and that is a 6-yard gain now for these Timberwolves of Norman North. 2:48 left to go in this ball game. 33-22 our score. Norman North knocking on the door again. They recovered an onside kick earlier in the ball game. That would have to be their MO if they score a touchdown here to try to stay in this thing with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Twins or trips to the left, one man to the right, Rimaldo. With Trevellison next to him in the gun, he'll take the snap, dropping back to throw, looking, he'll fire it up the middle. It's caught at the five-yard line. Oh, goodness.
Boy, again, just found a soft spot between the safeties, and Rimaldo delivered the pass right on the money.
And Gage Laney made the stop there, kept him out of the end zone.
We haven't really shown consistency in being able to stop the running game.
This clock continuing to roll here. Here we go, Rimaldo.
Direct snap to Trevellison.
Direct snap, Trevellison up the right side, brought down.
Cody Chase.
Outside the five-yard line at the 7.
Timeout, Norman North.
They'll talk things over with a minute 53 left to go in this one. Our score, Owosso 33, Norman North 22. We're back in 30 seconds. This is KYFM.
Hey, all you Ram fans, this is Cresta Bowman, and I've got some fantastic news. My husband Tim and I recently had to replace our roof. Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing made it a great experience. Zach and his crews go above and beyond what's expected. They don't just replace or repair your roof, they improve it. When you need a new roof, Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing are your best choice.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Appreciate Duralast Roofing and their spokes lady, the lovely Cresta Bowman, for being sponsors of our game here. She offered to fill in for you last week, by
the way.
I'm sure
she did. Yeah, she's not bashful. I know her.
I saw her over at Billy Sims Barbecue one night. She said, yeah. So, Mallory going to be gone next week? I said,
yeah.
Nope.
Roll me in on a cot if they have to.
Well,
to tell you how long I've
known
her, her mom was my 7th grade social studies teacher.
Oh,
okay?
Goodness.
And she's only 52. Her mom, not Cresta.
Well, I understand. I understand.
Clear that up, yes.
Ready to take a snap. Dropping back to throw, Rimaldo. Is it caught?
Is it picked off?
No. Pass was intended for Hearn, and, well, it was dropped.
Brandon Ramsey was right there. In position.
Well,
good defense that time by the Ram cornerback.
To put it in perspective, my second cousin was your 4th grade teacher, and he's in a nursing home. So,
wow.
Twins out to the left, one man to the right. Ready to take the snap here is Rimaldo. Handoff. First man through, gets down to the 6-yard line.
Don't understand that play call, but thank you very much. Give it to Trevellison and Brendan Dye right there to make the tackle. I believe Norman North took another timeout.
So with that, we will take it with them and be back in 30 seconds. A minute 41 left to play here. 4th down for the Norman North Timberwolves when we come back. Our score 33-22, Owosso leading. We're back at 30 seconds. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Wings to Go in Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go in Owosso is located on 129th, just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Our Friday special, chicken tenders, and they are delicious. Wednesday is boneless special all day. You can check out our menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game and grab Wings to Go or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us. Wings to Go, Owosso. Owosso.
We welcome you back. 33-22 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you on 100.1 KYFM as the Norman North Timberwolves have it 4th and 7 at the 7-yard line.
This could be the ball game.
And now a pass into the end zone, but off the fingertips of Norman North, and that one falls incomplete. With 1:38 left to go, Owosso will have the ball back.
Romaldo tried to throw that into some traffic as the Rams had that fairly well covered. Thought we might have a pick there for a moment.
33-22, our score remains. It did look like they could have pulled that off. And now Owosso will take it the other direction. They'll have it first and 10 on their own 7-yard line.
Timberwolves with only one timeout left to stop the clock.
Havens ready on the keeper. He'll dive forward, pushing forward to about the 14-yard line.
I think Norman North will take their final timeout here.
We'll take it with him. Make it the 9-yard line. He was behind the 15. All right, a minute 23 left to go here. From the 10, they'll have it 2nd and 7.
Let this play clock run down.
Play clock continuing to roll here, as does the game clock, and we're at 1 minute left in this ballgame. Twins out to the right, empty field to the left. And now Havens with a handoff, first man through, busts up to the 15-yard line. He'll get to the 15 that time, and that was Derek Overstreet on the run there. 40 seconds left to go, third down, and about 3 to go.
Norman North still hanging on to that one timeout.
So with
Rams will have to run at least one more play, and that'll leave probably under 10 seconds to go for fourth down. Let's see what they do here. The Rams may let this clock run down and take a timeout of their own.
Then they can run your favorite formation.
Absolutely.
And now they'll blow the whistle as the play clock runs out, and a timeout taken by the Rams. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Four seconds left to go in this, the fourth quarter of play. 33-22 our score. And we'll see what these Rams can do here from the 14-yard line, as they'll probably just pull out the victory formation and let this one go here. Havens will dive forward, and this one is going to be over tonight. 33-22 our final score. Rams win another one as they go to 5-0 on the season. Norman North giving them a test, Steve, and that wasn't easy.
Everything they wanted tonight. Norman North brought everything out. As we mentioned, the Rams ranked number one. They're going to get everybody's best shot, and certainly got that tonight from Norman North. It just came short as the Rams victorious 33-22.
First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap is coming straight ahead after this 2-minute timeout. We'll have a stats update as well, brought to you by Jade Company CPAs. We'll also pick a McDonald's player of the game. Steve will be thinking hard about that coming up as well. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owassofirst.com, and go Rams!
Tulsa Bone and Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone and Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car's ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire.
Back here in Norman at Harv Collins Field as the Owosso Rams win it 33-22 over the Norman North Timberwolves. Owosso had very good control of this ball game, but that second half rally from Norman North, nothing to play with, Steve, as they really tried to mount a comeback and made a game out of this.
Well, and they were so balanced passing and running the football, and the Rams just never seemed to be able to catch up on the defensive side other than making critical stops, getting the block punt. But, boy, they were out on that field a long time tonight. When we get ready here in a minute, we'll look at time of possession. But, Norman North gave Owosso their best shot and just came up short. That really got nerve-wracking there when Norman North scored and then were able to recover an onside kick and then go back down again and get a touchdown to tighten that up at 26-22. But the Rams came right back and was able to get a touchdown of their own by Keelan Carney to stretch this back out to 33-22. But it wasn't easy. It was a hard-fought battle. We talked about this being a trap game. And the Rams, again, they didn't really play their best football last week. They didn't play their best football tonight. But yet they're still good enough to come out on the W side. And, you know, as the old saying goes, I'd rather win ugly than to lose pretty, and that's what Owosso did here this evening.
Let's go down to the sideline. Kelly's got Bill Blankenship.
Coach, there's wins that are beautiful, and then there's victories. And tonight, right, we had a great victory here in Norman North.
Well, very proud of our guys to fight through when we had to. We got a big fight out of Norman North. I was afraid that they had that in them, and they certainly delivered, put us on our heels. But every time they got something going, we answered. And we answered with touchdowns. We answered with a big fourth down stop. Two or three things there that we got done. Guys are exhausted because we had to work our butt off for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So 18 wins consecutively.
Well, we just like going 1-0 because when you add them all up, people will say it's 18. But yeah, we just need one more.
That's right. Homecoming next week.
Hey, hope everybody will come out that can, and let's just try to enjoy continuing to get to play. I'm really proud of these guys.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
All right, there you go. Bill Blankenship talking with Kelly Ward down on the sidelines. Biggest takeaways from the game tonight or what, Steve?
Well, I like the response that the Rams had. They found themselves in a dogfight. Their momentum was on the Norman North sideline, and they got more confident as the game went on. But like he said, this Ram ball club didn't give up. It was the big play again, the block punt returned for a touchdown, picked up by Jarae Austin, and that seemed to bring the momentum back to the Owosso side. Rams held the Timberwolves twice on fourth down in the first quarter down at the Ram 21-yard line and then at the Owosso 41 midway through the third quarter. So, I mean, the defense, they did about all you could ask them to do. They were just on the field for such a long time. They just had to fight through the fatigue and being tired and being out on the field so long. Thank goodness it wasn't one of those games where it's 94 degrees out on the field and we had cooler weather, which I think helped the Ram defense fight through this. Still got big plays on the offensive side. You like that. But you'd like to really be more consistent in the ground game and the passing game and put that together. But, hey, a win's a win. As he said, we went 1-0 again this week. We'll look forward to going 1-0 again next week and then add them all up and see where we end up in the end.
Our By the Numbers Stats Update brought to you by Jay & Company, certified public accountants in Owosso. They take care of our business. They can take care of yours, too. They can take care of your family as well. Call Matt Jay on Monday for an appointment and get your financial house ready to go for next year's tax season. And what do the numbers look like, Mr. Mallory?
Well, I mean, this number's a little scary up front. Rams only able to muster 9 first downs in this ball game, and Norman North was able to put together 18. The Rams had 22 carries for 163 yards. Austin Havens, 8 of 16 for 128 yards. On the other side, Norman North, 44 carries. They were committed to the running game for 140 yards, 219 yards through the air. That's a very surprising number to me for a ball club that had come in. I would have to imagine that that's the most passes Romaldo has thrown in a game this season, 17 of 32, no interceptions in the game for Owosso. Final total yardage, 359 for Norman North, 291 for the Rams. Penalties in the game, we had 21 penalties tonight. Thank you very much. 11 penalties against the Rams for 89 yards. 10 penalties against Norman North for 75 yards. Here's another big number. Time of possession, 30 minutes and 31 seconds for Norman North. 13 minutes and 29 seconds for the Ram defense. They were only on the field for 13 and a half minutes in this entire ball game. Individual rushing numbers for the Timberwolves. Trevellison, you knew he was going to be the workhorse. 28 carries for 103 yards. McCown only had 7 carries for 38 yards, but he did have the touchdown run. And Romaldo, 5 carries for 10 yards and the touchdown run as well. Switzer had 7 receptions for 98 yards. Hearn, 4 receptions for 61 yards. And then you had 4 other receivers with a reception as well. For the Rams on the other side, Sharon the Rock in the backfield. Overstreet, 5 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. Hagan Hood, 3 carries for 17 yards. Ronnie Thomas, 1 carry for 16 yards. Keelan Carney, 3 carries for 39 yards in the big run, the touchdown run there in the fourth period. In the passing game, Carney, 3 receptions for 63 yards and 1 touchdown. Ronnie Thomas had one catch for a touchdown and 30 yards. And then Austin, 4 receptions for 35 yards. But in the end, it's Owosso 33, Norman North 22. And I'm sure the Rams will go back and have plenty to work on after they watch this film next week.
And we have to pick a McDonald's player of the game. Who's that tonight, Steve?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one here. We really spread the love around. Keelan Carney had the big touchdown there in the first quarter. Jarae Austin also with a big couple of plays as well. I'm going to go with Carney tonight because he had a 30-yard touchdown reception from Austin Havens. And then that last run, 41 yards, that was at a critical juncture of the game. The Rams had failed to recover an onside kick, but they came back after the Norman North scored and was able to recover. Well, actually, that one was kicked out of bounds, and then the Rams got a penalty up to the 41-yard line, and Keelan Carney just took the pitch around the right side, and he literally drove one of the Norman defenders into the ground and was not to be denied for the end zone. So we're going to go with him. There's several others honorable mention. Overstreet, the workhorse in the backfield tonight. Jarae Austin with a couple of big plays as well. But I think Carney with the 2 touchdowns in the ball game, 1 receiving, 1 running, he's our player of the game.
All right. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. We appreciate everybody who had tuned in on radio and on the video stream. Of course, we'll be back in the friendly confines of Owosso Stadium next week, so hopefully we'll have a little bit better luck on the video side. But we appreciate everybody for letting us know what was going on and keeping us up to date on everything here. We appreciate all of our fine sponsors who brought you tonight's game. We couldn't do what we do without them, and so we will wish you a very pleasant good evening. Don't forget, next week it's homecoming against Edmond North. We'll be back on the air at 6:45 on Friday night with the Billy Sims tailgate show. And then we'll have a 7:30 kickoff on Wednesday night. It's Inside Ram Football with Bill Blankenship at 6 o'clock here on 100.1 KYFM. For Steve Mowry, for Kelly Ward, for Rob Williams, I'm Grant Merrill. Repeating our final score, Owosso wins it tonight 33-22 over the Norman North Timberwolves. Good night and God bless you. Thanks for listening. From Harv Collins Field in Norman, this has been Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM. Good night, everybody. Go Rams.